It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program, and that brings us Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. And she's modeling today out in the Art Alley.
On location in Art Alley, downtown Lynchburg. So grateful to be with you today and for the Share segment this week. Really excited to have Gretchen and Todd representing Amherst Glebe Arts Response and an exciting program they have coming up at the University of Lynchburg. You'll hear more about that and just the mission of what Amherst Glebe Arts Response is all about.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. And Megan, thanks for working through a few technical difficulties. You could have come up here and maybe been out in the green room. We've got good internet and it's pretty booming. But that's not why you're here. It's not to hear about our technical prowess. So Gretchen, Todd, thank you so much for taking time today. We really appreciate it. We'll start with Gretchen. And we want to learn about Amherst Glebe Arts Response and also the Lynchburg Arts Consortium. Tell us about your organization, I guess, in generalities and what its purpose is, what your mission is, and then we can kind of go from there.
Sure. Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Absolutely.
The Amherst Glebe Arts Response, Inc., or AGAR, which you can find them on Facebook and Instagram under that name, is a nonprofit arts response organization that was started by Lynn Cable of Amherst County, Virginia, to bring more quality performances in music and theater to the region, not just Amherst County, but to our whole region. So the Lynchburg Arts Consortium is part of the University of Lynchburg, which is what I'm coordinating, the Lynchburg Arts Consortium, is partnering with AGAR to bring more quality performances and arts opportunities for the campus community of the University of Lynchburg, as well as the Lynchburg community. So the Lynchburg Arts Consortium is under the umbrella of the University Experience and Student Success Program. And so our main goal is to engage students on campus with the arts. So if a student is a science major or a computer systems, data systems major, but they also like to sing or they like to do pottery or they like to go to concerts, we can integrate them in a sort of a co-curricular environment to offer them those opportunities. That's what the Lynchburg Arts Consortium does. And so we're combining our efforts with AGAR to bring you an excellent concert this Sunday with Todd Marcus Quintet, which is going to be fabulous, at Sidnor Performance Hall at 7 o'clock this Sunday. Well,
very, very cool. We're really looking forward to hearing more about this. And Todd, I will throw it over to you and welcome to the program. Thank you so much for taking time today. Tell us about yourself and tell us about your music and when that all kind of started for you. Was it as a young child? Tell us about your music.
Well, I send you greetings from Baltimore and look forward to being down with you all soon. And I'm a rare jazz bass clarinetist and composer. And I had the chance to start music when I was a kid. My mom made sure that my brother and I had music lessons and then picked up the clarinet in the fourth grade. And so, one of the things that makes my work unique is that there's not a lot of clarinet players in modern jazz. The instrument had a big role in the early New Orleans style of jazz and then big bands. And then it kind of just really lost its place as the music evolved. And so something that's been important for me as a bass clarinetist, and I have a wonderful colleague named Virginia McDonald, who's a wonderful clarinetist from Toronto, is that we are presenting this ensemble, this quintet, with my music and really showing the beauty and the power of modern jazz, but with our unique instrument and bass clarinet. And so that's kind of the what I've been doing. And then as a composer, I feature a lot of music that incorporates a lot of Middle Eastern influences. My father immigrated from Egypt, and so that's a big part of my work as well.
Really, really interesting, and I have to shift gears into performing arts mode for a second, Todd, and I want to ask you probably Two very important questions. I mean, one is, who are some of your greatest influences? And then I think I have maybe the most important question you could ever ask a musician.
Well, the greatest influences would include some of the greats like John Coltrane, and hearing his music was very transformational and inspirational. A wonderful clarinetist named Don Byron, who's still with us, that was someone that showed me when I didn't see a lot of pathways for the clarinet and jazz. So those are a couple that I'll throw at you right now. A great pianist named Chick Corea, McCoy Tyner, some other wonderful influences that have inspired me over the years.
Big names, big names. I'm not sure, Todd, that I was very aware that there was a bass clarinet, and I don't know that I've heard it before, but I've probably heard it in orchestras, I guess.
You're right, and it's a rare instrument. A lot of times people see it and they say, what is that funny looking saxophone you're playing? It's got the curve in the neck like the tenor saxophone.
Yeah.
But then people hear it and they say, oh, it's got that really unique, warm sound. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's unique.
Very, very interesting. And I guess the next question for you, Todd, is going to be, if you could play with any artist, living or dead, who would that be?
Wow, that's an intense question. You know, I would say I'm going to go with somebody living that was one of my inspirations. His name is Gary Bartz. He's a fellow Baltimorean. He's been many years based in New York. His work early on began with Miles Davis and all the other greats. But he's someone that, he's in his 80s now, was recently selected as one of the NEA Jazz Master recipients. And his playing has been a big influence on me. And so I would love to for us to do some more playing together, because that in this music, that lineage of working with the elders that have come before you is so significant. And it's been a little while since we've worked together. So I think for him and I to reconnect and maybe even do some recording together, that'd be special to do.
Hey, Todd, what should people expect to hear when they come on Sunday?
They're going to get a concert that's jazz with original compositions, solos that take you on an adventure as a listener. It's kind of like musical storytelling. We're going to have these compositions that are a lot of original work. Like I said, influences of my Egyptian heritage, and wonderful musicians from all over, from New York, from Philadelphia, from Toronto, from Baltimore. We have a great time.
Sounds great.
This does. This sounds wonderful. Again, when and where do we get tickets?
We're playing on this Sunday at University of Lynchburg in Sidnor Auditorium, and you can get tickets at toddmarcusjazz.com. I think that's a great entry point, because you can get a little taste from my work. You can get a link to this show, all the details about Agar and Lynchburg Arts Consortium, and see how it's this coalition of us, you know, as these different, as me as an artist, as a presenter, as the supporter, that the university, that are making this come together.
This is really, really good. And we'll link that up on this broadcast as well at the Mike Show VA on our Facebook page. And if you're listening, you can reference that as well. And we'll have all the links. Well, guys, thank you so much for taking time. We really appreciate it. We're looking forward to world-class music again here in Lynchburg. Megan.
Yeah. And we're delighted that it's on our radar, because the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation annual grant helped that went to Amherst Glebe Arts Response helped fund this project. And so we're grateful that Amherst Glebe Arts Response has recognized us in the marketing and helped to publish out that the GLCF makes it possible. We make it possible through donations that are given by endowed grants that are set up by wonderful citizens in the community to support music like this, and the opportunity for our small community to have such access to world-class music is only possible with our incredible contributors who have invested over our 53-year history and make opportunities like this possible. So we encourage the community to come out and support this and support the Lynchburg Arts Consortium and how all these different groups are coming together to bring this kind of access to education and music and to our community.
Yeah. Thank you, Megan.
Absolutely. And how are things going with SHARE and with the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation?
Yeah, so we just wrapped up yesterday the applications for our fall grant cycle. So we were really pleased to have a great number of nonprofits apply. If you'll remember, we had 251 different nonprofits receive grants in the neighborhood of $2.64 million last year. And we're excited that we get to do another fall cycle, and our distribution committee will be meeting to decide, you know, where those are allocated. And it's a great process. We also have a few other grant opportunities coming up in October, the Youth Philanthropy Council grant, as well as a few specific to certain counties. You can find all of those on our website at lynchburgfoundation.org. Youth Philanthropy Council kicks off next week with 27 local high school students from across the region coming together to walk through the philanthropic process and learn about how a $10,000 and $5,000 grant are awarded to our community. It helps bring youth into the pipeline of philanthropy and begins to teach that process as we look at what nonprofits are doing and how they're serving our community in such deep and intentional ways. We also have Share Greater Lynchburg. We've done a series of events, and we have a Lunch and Learn coming up on October 1st, with CASA of Central Virginia. And that will be just a deep dive into what CASA is doing and the wonderful work that they're doing at their office. And we provide lunch supported by Freedom First Credit Union. We also are gearing up for our 5-year birthday as a Share Greater Lynchburg platform. And so we'll be hearing more about a birthday party that we're gonna have to celebrate with all of our nonprofit partners. We have 191, and we're shooting to have 200 nonprofits on by October 12th, which is our 5-year birthday. So I've been working hard on onboarding and making sure that nonprofits that are new to the area or just new to our radar sign up and get their page set up so that we can reach 200 by October 12th.
There, I updated it in real time. I updated the crawl.
Oh, wow. Impressive.
You didn't do it in fake time.
I see that. 191.
In real time, I updated it. So there, my technical prowess.
You're amazing.
I am. If you are part of a nonprofit organization and you are not on the SHARE platform, what are you waiting for? It is absolutely positively free. 191 nonprofit organizations are represented on the platform. You can learn about volunteer opportunities. You can attend events. You can even shop for any of these nonprofit organizations, or every one of them, if you really want to drop some coin, and have the items delivered directly to those nonprofit organizations, right from sharegreaterlynchburg.org. So again, folks, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. We appreciate all the great
thanks
work
for having us.
And looking forward to hearing more of your music, Todd, and seeing you guys in town.
Thank you. Can I also add to you real quick about the tickets? If you are a local college student from another university coming to our campus for this concert, if you bring your student ID, we will allow you in for free. We want to open that up to other students in the area. You do need to bring your high school or college ID. This is part of what the Lynchburg Arts Consortium wants to do as far as outreach to the community for students interested in music and the arts.
And if you bring your transcript and a checkbook, we'll admit you as a student.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thanks, Gretchen.
We'd love to have you.
That is tremendous. Thanks, guys. The Mike Show coming up a little bit later on. Speaking of sounds, we have them. It's called Audio Vault. Stay tuned for that.